Well, our task was, and we were requested by Senators Akaka and Voinovich, who are the chair and ranking members of the Subcommittee on Oversight and Government Management, Federal Workforce, and the Department, our District of Columbia, to look at the privacy protections that the Federal Investigative Services Division at OPM with regard to the information that they collect as part of the background investigations process. As we indicate in our report, OPM processes 2 million background investigations every year.
Remarkable number.
It's a huge number. And as you pointed out in the intro, they collect a lot of highly sensitive, personally identifiable information from a number of sources. And that information can include, of course, information related to an individual's background, financial standing, such as through credit reports, criminal records, information about the character, as well as their work experience, educational experience, and friends and contact information. And that information is used, of course, to determine the suitability of that individual for either government employment or for a security clearance or for other purposes as well.
And the folks who do this are, it's the Federal Investigative Service, which is part of the Office of Personnel Management.
That is correct.
And part of the task, you looked at, okay, they collect all this information, how do they keep it, and particularly if I'm somebody, and I've talked to these folks before, for people who are going to be feds, they collect all sorts of very detailed stuff. What do they do with it? What did you find? What do they do with it?
Well, they process it, and then they review it, make sure that the information that the investigators collect, and I should point out that OPM is supported by over 7,000 contract investigators who go out and actually do much of the interviews and some of the legwork with these investigations. And so they collect this information on behalf of their customer agencies. For example, if the Department of Labor wants a background investigation or wants to hire someone, they would need to have a suitability check performed by OPM, who conducts this work, and then they package up their results and provide it then to the agency, so the agency can make a determination whether or not that individual is suitable for hiring or for that background investigation.
So how does OPM's Federal Investigative Service protect this information? Because if I've given them all this stuff, if I'm a Fed and I've given them all this stuff, that's pretty important that they keep safe. How do they go about doing that?
It is indeed, and there are some requirements by law that they have to take in order to help protect the privacy of that information. And to be fair, OPM has taken steps to ensure that these privacy policies and procedures are meeting some of the statutory requirements, and that they align with the fair information practices. And these are a set of practices that are intended to help protect individuals as well as the accuracy of the information that's being collected, and that only the information being collected is actually for a purpose, a specified purpose, and that they're limiting the collection of that information to only what's needed and not additional information. So they are taking several steps, but we also found that they did not adequately monitor the implementation of some of those policies and procedures.
Let's get to the core issue here, because if I'm a Fed out there and I'm hearing all this, my big question is, okay, how worried should I be?
Right. Well, one of the areas where we found is that where OPM has done a good job is, in fact, informing the individual how their information will be used, assuring that the quality of that data is accurate and reliable as it's entered into OPM systems, and also that the purpose for the information that they're collecting is adequately defined. However, what we found is that OPM did not adequately assess the risks or some of the privacy risks as part of a privacy impact assessment that it is required to do under the e-government Act. And in privacy impact assessment is designed to be able to help to show how the personal information is being collected, stored, shared, and managed in the federal system.
Essentially, it makes you think about what you're going to do with this stuff and how
right.
you're going to make it safe.
That's right. But and OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, has given guidance that agencies need to assess and identify the privacy risks in concert with developing one of these privacy impact assessments. And OPM now, Office of Personnel Management, guidance for conducting these did not include that requirement that they assess those privacy risks. And as a result, you know, they can't be assured that the potential risk associated with the use of this personally identifiable information in its system has been adequately assessed and mitigated.
My sense in reading the report was they treated the privacy impact statements almost as a little bit of a paperwork exercise rather than really saying, okay, how does this relate to the work that we're doing?
Well, it's certainly a key element is to assess those risks, because the purpose of those impact assessments is to make sure that the appropriate controls are in place to protect and safeguard the privacy of that information. And what we also found is that, as I mentioned earlier, OPM relies on over 7,000 contract investigators to go out and collect this information. And we found that they had only established like limited oversight over the investigators' implementations of this privacy protection guidance, because these investigators, since they're the ones out there collecting and possessing this information, also need to adhere to these privacy principles. And OPM had limited efforts involved in that, in providing that oversight.
I don't want to let you get away without talking about the recommendations, because you make a couple of recommendations in there. Tell us what you're recommending that the Federal Investigative Service do.
Well, we recommended that they develop guidance for the privacy impact assessments that directs agency officials to perform their analysis of the privacy risks, and then to identify mitigating techniques for all of the systems that assess and collect personally identifiable information. And we also recommend that OPM and the Federal Investigative Services Division perform periodic structured evaluations to ensure that the field investigators handle and protect personally identifiable information properly.
And OPM's response?
Well, they agreed with our recommendations and indicated that actions were underway and that they had started to take actions to assure that they provide better oversight of their investigators.
So if I'm a Fed, I shouldn't be up at night worrying about this.
Well,
all right.
I'll leave that up to your...
there you go. Well, we'll tell you what. We'll put a link on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider.